You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, we're talking fast food here because Katie found a list of the fast food restaurants ranked that get your order wrong the most. And is it surprising? Like when you were going over the list?
I don't really know. I think I'm the wrong person to ask. I think Kevin would know better than I would.
I'm the fast food person
you
here.
You are our correspondent for all things fast food.
Right.
All right.
Can I guess before you even say it?
Well, let's guess who do we think is not on the list?
Who do we think is not on the list?
Chick-fil-A for sure.
Chick-fil-A, not, yeah, I agree with Kevin.
They repeat your order
correct.
Like twice.
They've got the best average of getting your order right.
My pleasure.
Yeah, not, my pleasure, right, yeah. And they do, it almost seems like they repeat it back too much.
Yeah. Like, when they hand it to you, when they take your order, when you check in.
I mean, shout out to Coach at the Chick-fil-A right off of 50, Sunrise of 50. He's
our guy. The owner, yep.
And you know he runs a tight ship, and those people are happy that work there, too.
Okay, I'm going to go. Now, is it just fast food in the traditional sense, or is, like, Starbucks on there?
No, Starbucks
is
not on here.
Okay.
It's traditional fast food.
Traditional fast food.
I would say In-N-Out, too.
I'm going to say In-N-Out is not on the list as well.
It is not on the list.
Okay, all right. After that, it's a crapshoot.
Okay. So, after that, it's a tie for Burger King, McDonald's, and Arby's.
For what ranking?
The last place.
No, so it's Chick-fil-A first. The next is Burger King, McDonald's, Arby's. Their percentage of getting your order right is the next tier.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Arby's, though.
I know. Huh. Next.
Well, yeah, they have only one thing that most people like.
Yeah.
But they have so many things on the menu. I went to an Arby's 5 years ago for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah.
And I was so overwhelmed by the menu.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
And when we were kids, it was just roast beef sandwiches.
Right.
Like, why didn't you just do what In-N-Out did and stick with what you're good at?
Right.
Why are you making falafel now?
Stop and like giving all me the a, other... Don't give me a seasoned chicken wrap.
Totally agree.
Okay. Next, Kevin, you're going to be very excited.
Popeyes?
KFC.
Okay, the other fried chicken.
Well, no, but we're starting to get toward they get your order wrong.
Right.
Oh,
so this is the next year.
We don't want this.
Okay, but they're still not as bad as Wendy's and Dunkin'.
Oh.
I feel like they don't even listen to you when you order.
Really?
At Wendy's, yeah.
You give them your order and they go, great, I'll give you a baked potato. Yeah. No. I wanted a Wendy's square burger.
I haven't been to a Wendy's in years.
Their biggie meal is a great deal.
Yeah, it feels demoralizing to say, hi, can I have a biggie meal?
I say it all the time. $5? Yeah, take my money.
All right.
Okay.
And then sometimes apparently they give it to you accurately.
Who do you think is last on the list?
So this would be the most inaccurate fast food restaurant.
Inaccurate.
The most inaccurate.
The one to get your order wrong most often.
I feel like it's Taco Bell.
Okay.
I'm having trouble even thinking what's left. I'm gonna go with a wonky one like Del Taco, I guess.
Okay. Well, nobody cares about Del Taco.
Jack in the Box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, most of the workers are high.
Jack in the Box. Like, I don't know what it is, but every time I go to a Jack in the Box, it's like.
it does seem like their drive-through speaker is like always has been punched. Kind of cracked.
Yes.
Right. Jack in the Box didn't even make the list.
Oh, okay. Wow. They're doing good.
Kevin's right. It's Taco Bell.
It's Taco Bell.
See, that explains a lot because their menus are all the same and people get confused.
You know what, though?
Seems like that would make it easier.
I'll say this. As we just discovered that Taco Bell gets your order wrong the most of all fast food. Does it matter?
Yes.
Everything
does.
At Taco Bell tastes the same. Every time I go, I don't even know why I stare at the menu. I should just say, can I have food? Dealer's choice.
I mean, there are a couple. My daughter gets this, like, I don't know, grilled steak burrito thing.
Oh,
is it the cantina?
Good.
I don't know what it is.
Because that's
but
really
it is
good.
So good.
Where they put cheese on the outside of it and then fry it?
Yes, it's that one.
At the cantina, it's good. Wow. I sound fat.
Right. Wow. Speaking of a biggie meal.
Yeah, yeah.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.